Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. First, the New York City Office of Emergency Management has issued a travel advisory. Let's get more on how the city is coordinating to keep the roads safe. Joining us live, OEM Commissioner Deanne Criswell. Commissioner, thank you, and tell us how the city is coordinating for safety in this storm.
Thank you, Sonia, and good afternoon, everybody. This is going to be a really interesting storm that we're looking at, where we have a little bit of rain right now. It's probably going to turn to snow, but then back to rain through tomorrow morning. The morning commute is going to be just a messy commute, but it's going to turn back into snow in the afternoon. And so we're really encouraging everybody to take mass transit into work tomorrow, if at all possible, to kind of ease that congestion when they go home.
Now, the storm is not really out of here until Tuesday. So what do you have to plan for as we transition from getting home from the holiday weekend to getting back to work?
Yeah, we've had steering committee calls with all of our partner agencies here within the city, as well as our other partners like the Port Authority and MTA. And we've put a lot of proactive measures in place so we can be prepared. So we have been putting salt and brine down on the roads. We have plows ready to go so they can begin plowing once the snow does hit. And we've pre-treated the bridges and the tunnels. And so I think right now the city has taken a lot of really proactive steps to make sure that we are ready when the snow does start falling tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, we've been seeing those roads getting treated all morning. NYC OEM Commissioner Deanne Criswell, thank you so much for joining us live here on 1010 Winds. Of course, we're hearing north and west. That includes the Hudson Valley and a few New Jersey counties that could see some real danger on the roads. Governor Phil Murphy advising people to stay safe and stay in with any supplies you might need if the lights go out.
Because of the potential for ice and ice-related events, and that includes today, and heavy snow, there is also the potential for power outages.
Charge those phones and devices now just in case. The utility companies are well aware, of course, and ready to respond. But again, the storm isn't over until Tuesday, and it will be changing and evolving throughout. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest AccuWeather forecasts. Winds News Time 12:05. Other news we're following this afternoon. A 17-year-old restaurant employee from Bayshore is under arrest on Long Island for using his phone to tape video in the women's bathroom. This happened at the El Coyote Loco in Seaford. Nassau County cops say the teen taped several women before the phone was spotted by an 8-year-old girl. She noticed the lens pointing at her in the restroom, and her parents alerted a manager who called the police. They quickly figured out whose phone it was and made the arrest last night. The teen is charged with unlawful surveillance and due in court this afternoon. And now police want to hear from anyone else who may think they have been a victim. In southeast Queens, they are still cleaning up the mess left by that big sewage backup. Human waste backed up into more than 300 homes yesterday, leaving basements flooded and people scrambling to get their belongings out of the way of the rising sewage water.
Workers right at a second day pumping out sewer lines in people's basements. In all, 300 homes affected on or near Inwood Street. Patricia Dyer is with the 149th Street Civic Association.
It's raw sewage. One lady showed us pictures. She had worms coming up through her bathtub. The stench is unbelievable.
And there's this from Coljit, who owns a home here.
I'm staying at a hotel. I can't stay in there.
We're told that some people who couldn't get a hotel room slept in their cars. The city set up a shelter at PS 223 along Sutphin Boulevard. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in South Ozone Park, Queens.
Now, the culprit is believed to be a blockage in a sewer main from improperly disposed household grease. The stuff gets congealed when it gets cold. As for when the blockage will be cleared, here's DEP spokesman Ted Timbers.
It's really hard to estimate, right? I can tell you that crews worked all afternoon. They worked through the night, and they're continuing to work in today to get this thing solved.
The Red Cross is helping people who need a place to stay. It's December 1st, and a change in New Jersey law has, as expected, led to dozens of civil lawsuit filings against big organizations accused of failing to protect children from sexual predators.
John Masker says he was abused by a Catholic priest, but it was far too long ago for him to take legal action until now, when the state of New Jersey opened up a two-year window for victims to sue their abusers and to sue organizations like the Boy Scouts, or in this case, the Catholic Church.
At the age of almost 50, it's a situation that still bothers me, and I'm hopeful that I can get some justice somewhere now.
Jason Amala is Masker's attorney.
I think you're just going to see a snowball effect as more and more people come forward.
One law firm filed about 40 sex abuse suits at 12:01 Sunday morning when the new rules went into effect. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
A New York City firefighter is facing DWI charges. Police say Lenzel Ross was off duty and discovered drunk in his Tesla parked on the side of the Belt Parkway in Lindenwood, Queens. That was at around 2:30 this morning. 28-year-old has been with the FDNY for just 2 months, according to public records.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.